The morning is past Kmith Daf, Daf Samach Vov, first full Daf in the sixth Perek, in Maseches Ksubis. Let's take a start from the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which is on Samach Heim, on the base to the bottom. So the Mishnah Metzia, so Yishu, Mais Yadel, Lebailo. Phoenicia finds a Metzia. It's Lebailo. The mitzvah, the monetary thing that she found, it belongs to the Baal. This is a Din Rabbon, belongs to the Baal. Umaisi Adeho is a horse lebailo, right? Maisi Adeho, we've seen that the Din of Maisi Adeho, which belongs to the Baal, that's in conjunction with Mizoinis. Zok the Mishnah virushosa hu oichel peres bechayeho. This line over here, virushosa, and we're going to talk about this one of two possible pshatim. Rash, let's see the Rash. Rashi says virushosa im naflo yerusha hu oichel peres bechayeh vakeren shelo. Virushosa means something that she arishes, she inherits. While they're married, so the din of that is huoichol peres bechayeho, that he eats the peres just. Now this really is the halacha of monies that an isha has, which are hers, namely maybe we'll call that nichsi melug kind of money. That's the halacha is that the schusi habal chazav misakan, that the baal is the huoichol peres. That means that he's nene from the use of the item, if it's a karka that produces, so the karka would be the keren, and whatever produces would be the peris on the simple sense. So that means that Yerusha has a different din than Mitzia Maisia there. Mitzia Maisia there, the keren, the etzim thing belongs to him, not merely the peris. However, Yerusha, so that means that's not something that Chazal were misakin, that the Iker Keren should belong to him. So therefore, the halacha is that goes into the other halacha of Achilles Peris. Rashi says, Lishna Achrina v'imeisa v'chayav Yosha. There's another explanation to this word, to this part of the Mishnah, v'yushosa, and If she dies, he answers her. That's the halacha of Yerusha's Habal. That's also Takan Rabbonon, and he answers her. So that will go together with the halacha of Mitzis Yisro Ma'asiyadel, that belongs to him. That the Iker Keren belongs to him. Now, according to this, so what's the Hemshech HaMishnah, because Yerushasa, according to this, is that the Etzim Keren belongs to her. So,
him,
yeah, right? So what does it mean, Hu Oichel Peres Bechayeho? So that obviously will not be going on, I mean, it doesn't even read, right? Because Yerushasa means after she dies, right? Right? So that this part of the Mishnah, Oichel Peres Bechayeho, will be a thing by itself, and it'll be referring to that other monies that he doesn't get, so he has a schus that he's Oichel Peres Bechayeho, and that's what it means. It will be a new halacha. It'll be a point by itself. The Rishonim, I believe, speak that out. Now, okay, we'll see about that. The Shadim seem to work with such a pshat, even though it seems to be a little bit harder in the reading, right? He works with it and brings rise what the Mishnah means. Um, It would seem like to us that this is a doich. Why should anyone learn such a pshat in a mission like this? what's the benefit? Right, possibly one reason why why you would learn the second pshat is because what's the mission doing according to this? Mission is mentioning two things: that the Baal owns the Keren. Right, the first thing, right, the Mitzvah Ma'aseh there. Then the Mishnah says that the Yerusha is Oichel Peris. So the truth is, I mean, that Yerusha is not any other money that she has, has that dinner. He doesn't own it. He eats the Peris. That's the difficulty in the first pshat over here. That why would the Mishnah specifically speaking about Yerushalsa? That's the general halacha of based on Nechsim Elug. Right? Any monies that she brings in that are not written into the ksuba that he takes over as Tzim Barzel, right? And it's not other, it's not part of the Takanas Chazal. Then that's this halacha.
There's no halachic disagreement here. It's just a question of what the Mishnah is talking about.
Right, I believe so. Right. Shalom pshat.
I mean, if you read it that second way, do you have to change the word Yerushasa or no? The Yerushasa.
Yerushasa. Period. Right. I mean, it is also a little hard in the reading that why did.
I mean, Yerushasa Labal. It should be should be Yorushta, no? It's not just her Yerusha, it's whatever she owns. He's Yorish, right? Not just her Yerushasa.
Well, the Rashi's saying that you're changing the Gersa, right? He's saying a Lishna Achrina, right? Not a.
Oh, is he changing? That's what Lishna Achrina means? Lishna Achrina means a different Gersa?
And he says, so Yersha. I don't see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's what Rashi means.
Lushnachrin of Imbeis Bechai of Yosho. That's the Girsa. Oh. Well, see, usually Rashi would tell us like a Hochi Garcina, right? In general, a Lushnachrin really refers to a different Pirish. That's what it is. Mitzias ha'isha u'maisia de'a vivushosa l'vail. Right? That's also why the reading is a little bit hard, because it's really included in that. So then the word l'vail should have been afterwards. Why was that, put in like that?
Right. And the vav is in the wrong place, maybe.
Mitzias ha'isha u'maisia de'a vivushosa l'vail. If it would have said like that, then I would have heard. I could have heard how the words could fit in, like what one, yeah. Akoponim, but that's the other option over here.
You're saying that the Iker reason you're saying is that it shouldn't have just mentioned Yerusha for Ochel Peirus, and that's what's bothering the Rishonim.
Possibly, right, and that's what we were offering. So according to that, then the din of Eichel Peris that the mission is saying is a general halacha, right? Anything that she owns, he's Eichel Peris, right? We're not talking minuchnami, right? The din of Yerusha, that's all part of what the mission is coming to say, that what the Baal Taka owns. Okay, well maybe we'll come back. We'll see into the Tosis when we see the Gemara, and then we'll zok mishlev aiter. Boishto upigmo. Boishto pigma shalom. Boishisum pigam belong to her. That, so now, boishis, right, if there's a chiv tashlum, we know that the halacha of niske odom, that there's a halacha of dalet dvorim, aside from nezek. Anytime someone damages someone else's property, causes them a loss of money, so there's a chi of nezek, and by chavolus, it's referred to in this government, referred to as chavolus, is a din of dal dvarn, a total of hay, There's sad ripi shevas and boishas. So the mission over here is, so pigma refers to nezek, the ikadin of nezek. That means if someone is mazik, anisha, a married woman, so the halacha is that money is shalom. The ikadin belongs to her. And finally, you have the halacha of Eichel Peris, like all the money that she has. Boishas, that's, like we're mentioning, that's one of the chiv of the Dal Dvarim, which are noisif by Chavolas. That also, Zochta Tanei Kamo, belongs to her. Zok Rashi, Upigmo, Nezek Chavolo. So that's the chiv Nezek. That's Nezek of, that's Im Chavolo, Im Chiv Lubo. That's the Nezek of a Chavolo. A wound that someone causes her, and if there's a loss of money, that's what we're talking about, loss of value, right? That's what the halacha of Nezek is. The dinner of boishes, we know that either comes along with a Nezek, or could be by itself. Boishes is a few boishes. Zok the Mishnah, Behuda ben Besei Roim, Abizman she Besei se lo shnei chalokum lo yechod, Ubizman she begol lo shnei chalokum velo yechod. Behuda ben Besei tells us a chiddush that concerning these chiyuvim, that the Baal has a portion of it. Baal has a portion of it, and the portion of the Baal, or the percentage of the Baal, is dependent on whether it's begoloi or beseiser. Bizman she beseiser, lo shnei chalokim, v'lo yechad. Bizman she begoloi, lo shnei chalokim, v'lo yechad. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, bizman she begoloi, she haboishes shaloi. What does bizman she begoloi mean? Now, this over here, I mean, the Rashi definitely is, seems to be talking about boishes. Who bezman shebegol shaboishes shaloi vaoid shelemeses olov vuhu soivel. So bezman shebegolui, Rashi says, is referring to such a thing that he receives embarrassment from it. Rashi mentions two things: shaboish shaloi va'oy shenem eses olov. That so this would seem to be that it's talking about a hezek which brings along with it embarrassment, and. It's something which causes him. She's nemesis olov. It bothers him when he sees her. She doesn't look. She has this damage which is noticeable. Something which is constantly standing out. V'hu soivel. Now, let's see what this is, right? I mean, so according to this Rashi, it would sound like, as mentioned, right? I mean, if like I said before, boishes be'etzim could be something which is, you know, one-time action which leaves no remains, right? You know, physically on the person, right?
Like spit.
What?
Like spit.
Okay, right. So the way Rashi is explaining this, if I'm understanding right, it sounds like from Rashi that we're talking about something, I think. I mean, unless we could, you know, unless if we could understand that the fact that someone spit at her, he's the messes for who's soivel. I didn't think that would explain that. Right, so it sounds like there's a hezek over here, right? Not like we're saying there's a hezek that could have both things. You have the din of pagam, the monetary loss of value that you have, and then yeah, and then you have the busha, which is a product of that hezek. So Rashi is saying, "Zman shebegolu shaboy shesholoi, ve'oy shenemeses all over who soivel." Now Rashi mentions two things over here. Possibly one could understand that maybe this is the two parts that Mishnah mentions that bizman that is begole, it's loishne chalokem and lo chelak echad. These two things that Rashi is mentioning is possibly this is the two parts that he's getting when it's beseser. So all you have is possibly the boishes, which is something that he's soivel, and there's no nim ss all over who soivel since it's beseser. All right, how did the Bnei Achabura learn this? Rashi, yeah.
I did not understand what Rashi was trying to do here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't understand why he brought it on Uzman Shabagolui. Why didn't he bring it earlier? I partially understand why he's bringing it later, but what's Peshat then in the Chelek Echad, according to Rashi? Doesn't really explain that. If this is his Peshat in the Shnei Chalakim.
So let's speak like this. Because you want to know what is the boishes that we're talking about? If we're talking about a chavola, and that's what. Or it leaves something that could be nemesis in the future. If that's what the cause of the busha is, so if it's beseser, you want to know, is there any busha at all? What is the cause of the busha? If the cause of the busha is this blemish, we'll see. Maybe we'll say something else. But if the blemish itself is the busha, that's what it is. So beseser, why is there any busha? Right? If the busha is the fact that the person is walking around with this blemish on their face, right? So if it's not on their face, so then there's no busha. So what would it mean that it's beseser? What would beseser mean? The difference then wouldn't be l'chayra where this chavola was, because then that wouldn't make a difference. Where's the busha if it's beseser?
So I wasn't thinking this when I was learning it, but just speaking now.
Right.
But she's also embarrassed in front of her husband. Right? In other words, if let's say it's a part of the body that the world doesn't see, right? But the husband does see. So there is still the busha she has in front of her husband. The fact, even if it's not visible, like the Rav hinted to before, there's a possibility that there's just that the husband isn't looking at her the same way. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what's his busha?
What?
What's his busha in that situation? His busha is because she has the busha? Because he's getting chelek echad even
there. So I would think there's a strong swear to say. I don't know. Again, this isn't what I thought of when going through the Gemara. Mm-hmm. There was no thought, I say, with the busha. But that, in other words, that might be the ma'oz part. In other words, if you say that the ma'oz is the one-third, and the right, so if it's beseser in hachinami, his busha, he only gets one third because he's not getting paid for the busha part. He's getting paid for the ma'os part.
So the ma'os is part of the boshas and not part of the pagam.
Say that again.
He gets one third of the boshas and one third of the pagam. I understood nemesis is the pagam, and the and boshus is boshus. So, but you're saying that nimesis here would be part of the boshus, and pagam is a separate issue. That's what you're saying, no? No, Joe?
Let me just think of that. Wait a second. Right, Rashi's saying that that there's two things, right? There's the he says ma'os and busha, right? So if it's beseser, there's just ma'os. If it's begaloi, then there's ma'os and.
Oh, so you're understanding the shnei chalakim of the boshes. One chalak is for nemesis and one chalak is for boshes.
Right.
And why does he get two chalakim of the pagam?
What?
Why does he get two chalakim of the pagam?
Same question. What do you mean? That's what I'm missing.
There's a tashlum for pagam and a tashlum for boshes. He gets two thirds of both of those.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Is
you're
it
right,
that
right.
He gets now? Maybe I think maybe there's right, a okay, maybe he okay, gets one third that. Of each one for the nemesis and one third of each one for the boshes.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
I was only thinking the boshes part.
Right. So we're just discussing. Now, the nemesis part, what's that chiv? What is that chiv? What din is that? It seems to me that that's part of the boshes. There's no other chiv, right? There's nezek and boishes, right? That's l'chair what it is. So this nemeses, right? This l'chair is a the machay of the tashlumen is boishes dika tashlumen. I would think that's not nezek.
Pagam is nezek.
Pagam is nezek. That's what Rashi said before, right?
Right.
That's what pagam is, and Akoponim. I don't see the way Rashi is explaining. I don't see him explaining this difference in pagam b'chlal. Let's see the Tosfos. What is that? The Baran Tosfos says, "Bisban shebeseisim," and the Tosfos explains, "Pegam en nezek. Pegam shebeseisim, b'mokum she'ein bnei adam yicholim lirois." So he's talking about a hezek, a chavola, of a blemish, a wound, or of the sort. So beseisim means that it's a place she'ein bnei adam yicholim lirois. Shebegolu min shepatza befoneha. B'makam shenir la'koil. V'nifkam hu atzmai imo. Nifkam hu atzmai imo. Now this needs a little bit of explanation what that means. Because pagam generally refers to nezek, and nezek has to do with a loss of value. So, you know, it doesn't make a difference really. It shouldn't make a difference really where it is. Is that part of, maybe that is part of it, maybe that really is part of it, the value of a person, let's say, if he to be sold as an eved, is there a difference if a person has a blemish, where the blemish is, should that make a difference? Do we have more about this? Remember such a gemara about this
nimkeres peshuk, that one.
The fact that a blemish doesn't really make any difference as far as I mean, depending on what it is, but it's begoli, not begoli. It just is a question of how it affects their productivity and how productive they are, right? Or not. This is the Taisa says that's the difference in pigam. And Taisa says, "Nifkam hu atzmai imo." If it's begoloi, it's near lakoil, so he's also nifgam. He's
look at the Tosfos.
Begam, it affects him. Right, so that's we want to know what does Tosfos mean over here? If we're talking about if begam refers to nezek and nezek is a decrease in value. So why is that? Why should there be a difference? I mean, it would seem like, you know, it's even more than that, more than just the fact that there's something more mitzad the husband. Nifkamimo. If it's a busha kind of things, then maybe you understand that, right? Akoponim says, so Tosis is explaining pegam, referring to a hezek, non-related to busha, not just the hezek itself, kinir and Tosfos. Now, when Tosfos talks about busha, that's the second part of Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Boishes shebeseiser shabai shabenoi leveino." The busha that the Mishnah that Mishnah is referring to is a busha without hezek. Right? It was a embarrassment that was done in private between the mazik and her. Possibly, maybe you need a aidim, but it was done privately. Shabagoli, shabai, shabifnei kolodim. So that's what the chilek in busha would be if he embarrassed her privately, or he embarrassed her fnei kolodim. Now, what's the difference as far as the husband is concerned? So we understand that there's a greater busha that the husband has when it was done by Rabbim. But what we need to know is that so what are the two things, right? Now it's mivui in the Mishnah that the husband has a chelik over here, regardless. So that means that. Even if it's beseiser, apparently there is busha. Okay, we'll see in a minute about this. Let's bring this up right now. See that there's a couple of fundamental questions over here, which is like this. I mean, how do we understand why does the husband b'chlal have he gets a payment, he has chusim, he has rights to the monies that the Mishnah is talking about, pegam boishes or pegam, whatever the Mishnah is talking about here. Why does he have rights? What are his rights? Are his rights because he has certain rights to the money of his wife, and that's what grants him a portion of it. Is that what it is, or what this means is that no, it's really his rights, his own rights, because he himself was affected by this. He himself was injured by the boishes and the pagam. Now, if it would be that he has rights to his wives, then we'd understand another point, which also needs explanation over here. That it seems to me that we're dividing the chiyuv boishes u'pagam. Mean to say that, let's say she wasn't married, right, and this would happen to her, so the total amount that we're talking about over here would go to her. Now that she's married, so a portion goes to her husband. So if it were to be that he has chusim in her boishes, etc., so that would be understandable why we are working with the total sum of her boishes for pagam. However, if the pshat would be like it sounds like from Rashi Tosfos, that the husband himself receives, he himself is nizbayish. So shouldn't that be a separate chiyuv That means he was basically embarrassed. Two people over it. So two people got an issue. So why is the husband only getting a portion of hers? Let her get her whole thing, and the husband will get his own separate bush. Well, why is his payment within hers?
So two points. Right?
Yeah, let's hear.
First of all, just a problem with the first tzad,
right,
is that it's hard to be mechalek between Beseser and Begoli, right? In other words, if it's just that he has monetary rights over her money, right? But then,
and why does he only get part?
What?
Why does he only get part?
Then you can say that. Okay.
Yeah, he has the right to her money. Right. He should get all of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where does this division come from? Mm-hmm.
But
right.
But on the second point, the Mishnah is talking about how the percentage to divide it, not how much the busha is, right?
Right.
So you could still say as far as that, well, if she was single, so then she would get, $100 because she's embarrassed $100 worth. If she's, right, and she'd get 100% of it, right? Or according to the Tanakhama, she would get 100% of it, right? But if she's married, so yeah, you're talking right. It's now you have busha of her 150, right? And what's the percentage of his busha as compared to hers is half of it. So she'll get the 100, he'll get the 50.
The busha went up now that she's married?
Right, and that's what the Rav is saying, is that each one should get their own, right? In other words, in a case where she gets embarrassed on her own, so it was just 100. Now the two of them are embarrassed, so yeah, the busha went up, because now it's her embarrassment.
So you're answering your question?
I'm answering the second question that the Rav asked.
Okay.
Is why should we take away from her busha evaluate each one separately. So there's no proof that the Mishnah isn't saying that. You're right. She gets her full busha, but the embarrassment is both his and hers, so you have to add up his and hers. And the Gemara is giving you a cheshbon of what percentage of busha goes to her directly as compared to him.
But is it a percentage, or really what it is she's getting the full whatever she's embarrassed, and he has his,
right? But the Gemara is telling us, how much her embarrassment is as compared to his. The Gemara is making a klal, somehow it has to evaluate how much busha is,
But really, the issue really should be maybe what's his embarrassment, right? Because apparently we know the value. If someone's embarrassed an issue that's not married, so we know that value, right? We don't have to tell you. So really, the issue over here, according to that, really is maybe you want to know what kind of embarrassment does a person? What's the value of the embarrassment that a person has when his wife is embarrassed? What kind of embarrassment that he has? So that's really all the Mishnah is saying. So is that, would that be right, that it's always a third or a half of what she had? But I think that's what should come out of Lefidah, right?
I mean, I don't know if it's right or not, but I'm saying that could be what the Mishnah is telling us.
What's the Tanakhama saying?
What?
According to that Svara, that's Yehuda ben Beseir. So what's the Tanakhama saying, according to your reading?
I guess you're not chayiv on the...
That the husband doesn't have any busha at all? The bechlal doesn't have busha?
Because the husband has busha doesn't mean that you have to pay for it.
Right, regardless, right, I don't think that they're arguing whether he has busha or not, right? Probably the machlokes is whether right, there's a chiyuv for that, okay. He has rights to
right,
it.
The father has busha, cousin has busha, right? Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. That he just doesn't get paid for it. Fine.
Right, that's probably regardless, right? What that means. Okay, so Shoshomo is defending the possibility that the Mishnah maybe it's taka two separate chiyuvim. She gets of her full, and he gets his full, right? And there's just some kind of cheshbon, some kind of percentage that it comes out. But in truth, I think what I was saying is that if this is right, that she's really getting the same thing that an unmarried woman gets, and really the mission is just there for saying this new phenomenon that a person could be in his baish mikayach someone else from his wife, what's the payment on that? What's the evaluation of that? Okay, so that's working with that with that sad. The other sad that we're talking about would be that from the total that she deserves, or she would have deserved if she would have been not married. Now the husband gets a portion of that, but what we want to know is like we mentioned, is that because he's getting some, he has rights to her, and somehow it comes out that his rights are this percentage, and it's dependent on Beseis and Begoli, which is a little hard to work that. Or the pshat is that it's taka because of his busha, and for whatever reason, that his rights don't give him the right to claim on top of hers. His rights are rights within the Chiyuv Tashlumin, right? Which is also something that needs a little explanation. Why should she lose out? I mean, how does that work? Right? She would have gotten the whole thing if he wasn't here, just because he also is embarrassed. Why does him now give him schusim to take away from her? Right, so this is something which needs explanation. I don't have a good explanation at this point, but I think that is something that's worthy of mentioning. Mm-hmm. Right?
I did see something in the Ron. I don't know if it's worth.
Right. There is that Ron. I think Yitaka talks about this. Let me just see that. Thanks for reminding me. Must be on the Gemara. It's on the Gemara.
Yeah, it's. Let's see.
Yeah, right away over here. The second law, Timani, Nihi disfilled of Yehuda Shahabal Mizbayish. You see in the Ran is printed around the Rif. If you turn to the Rif in the back of the Gemaras, it's Dav Chof Ches Omer Beis in the Dapi HaRif. If you have the same Tzuras Adaf that we have, do they give you the Daf on the top there?
Rabbeinu Nissim up here.
Right.
Right, yeah, so go to where it's Kaf Ches.
So do you have the beginning of the parak?
Yeah.
The very beginning of the parak? So go into the Ran by Gemara. You see Gemara Tznan Hossam?
Yeah.
Right? So now go down like around three lines. Maybe in your print might be a little different number of lines. But he says over there the word Vitimhani. Vitimhani.
Oh, yeah, I see now. Yeah, thank you.
Right, Vitimhani, the Ran says that it's a wonder by me. Nehidus v'le Rabbi Yehuda Shabbal Mizbayish Biboshto. Granted that he holds that the Baal is embarrassed. Lama memait b'sach boishes ha'isha. Why does that deduct? Why does that diminish the boishes of the wife? Ha'ilo loyma sheit n'cholecha d'me boishta. Right, we should have said each person gets his portion. Right, like we just discussed before. Like it would sound like if she wasn't married, she'd get the whole thing. Now that she's married, he gets a portion. Why is that? Why is he getting it all? He's getting it all, apparently, because he's Nizbayish. So you have a second chiv of Ush, which should be on top of that. Venerally, to sphere the boisha so'isha muot, bipnei shihi bishos bailo. So the Ran says over here something interesting, that her busha is taka different. It's not the same if she's married or not married.
Isn't he saying it's less because she's married?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She hebrews the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The actual bush is less, which that maybe needs a little bit of explanation why that is so. But let's accept that right now. But and hear what that means. What is the Ran? How's Ran answering his question? The Ran was originally assuming that whether she's married or not, she has X amount value of busha. So now, when the husband is in his bayish, it should be on top of that value. Zokt the Ran that no, when Aisha is married, she's bershus acherim, and that intrinsically lowers her busha. Different mindset, right? And her busha is less. So now, according to that,
the 2/3, 1/3 is based on what a normal single lady would be mispayish.
I guess so. I mean, that's what it looks like.
And if she has less busha because she's married now, she has less busha, even less busha if it's begoli than it is if it's
besetzer. It's okay, right. So this is part of what has to be worked out. So first of all, like this. Is that it comes out in an interesting according to this that I mean, granted she has less busha, right? But her husband's busha, right? It happens to be that just happens to work out that the amount that's diminished, that happens to be the number of his busha. That's also a little interesting that it comes out to be like, because according to the Ran, as how do you answer his question? It sounds like from the Ran, his question was that if he's getting busha, let him get his own on top of hers. So all he answered was that hers is less. But it sounds like in Nachrami, it's taka two separate bushes. Her went down, you know. So today we're real working with two bushes, which happens to be equal, the same as what she would have gotten if she was not married. Which is an interesting thing that
total combined his busha plus her busha is equal the total of what her busha would have been if she was not married.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah,
the zero sum game of busha.
I mean, I want to suggest something. I don't know if you're sure or not, but you don't owe any of these five nezakim to a person that you weren't mazik.
Okay. Okay.
Meaning, and the hezek has to be a person you were physically mazik
That could be, well.
And so the husband, even though he might chaka be embarrassed because you did something to his wife, but you're not chayev on that boshes. You're chayev on her boshes. Now, whether the husband has a chelik in that boshes is what we're discussing. But the fact that he has boshes, you're not chayev in that because you didn't do a hezek to him directly.
So,
what?
So,
that's a nice thing, possibly nice svar, but that's not what the Ran says.
Ran's not saying that, but all of the Rishonim understand that not like Shlomo. Shlomo's saying that the Mishnah is saying there's an additional, right, there's what she would have gotten if she's single, and now there's, because there's an extra boshes to the husband, and they're paying more. But nobody really says that way, and so what I'm just suggesting is, why not? Why doesn't anybody say that way? Because maybe that you're not chayav in a nezik that you,
but
to somebody else.
The Gemara brings the svar of Isha Kagufo, right? In the way, so therefore it's not totally
so he gets a chalik in her boshes. because her goof is like his goof. So fine.
Saying that his busha, you could say that his busha is directly being
affected. Okay, I hear you. I'm suggesting not that way because I see that the Rishonim don't learn that way. So I'm trying to suggest a reason they don't learn that way. And I don't know if it's true, but that's what I'm suggesting.
Let's just follow it through. So that's why there's not going to be a nechi, let's say, on top of it. But if that's so then where does he come to claim? Why is he taken away from her? It would sound like his busha, you know, that's not collectible. That there's no chiyah for that. So fine. So then he shouldn't get anything. Where does it come that he now takes away from his wife? Where does that come in? How would you explain that part of it? See, that's a good svara. Let's say maybe for the Tanakhama, right?
Okay.
Right, that he gets nothing. Right now, how would we use that? Right, let's, you know, if we could somehow use that. And tailor it a little bit for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Right, that's what we need.
The Mishnah talks about bushasa. It doesn't talk about bushaso.
So what do you mean with that? What do you want to suggest?
No, we're not even talking about his busha. We're talking about her busha.
So why is he getting from her busha?
That's the whole discussion. But that's what you were just discussing for the last few minutes. But you were saying that he has a separate busha. Weren't you saying that?
Well, see, but there's two points over here. We want to know, does he have rights in her busha? That means that the fact that he's embarrassed is not machayv anything. For some reason, he has rights in her money. Is that or avad? It's only because he himself is receiving busha. So once he himself was nisbayish, he was damaged. That's where his tviya comes from. And for some reason, his tviya presents itself only within the money. That's the total money that was nisbayish to her. Right, that's how we set it up. So now your diik over here. What do you want to be diik for the Mishnah?
Where's the Mishnah? Her busha. Who gets her busha money? Busha sa. If he has busha, then we can discuss that separately. That's not the topic of our Mishnah. He might get busha. He has a separate title on the guy who did the busha.
So I'm just trying to see where you're headed. So you want to say that you feel that the Mishnah is saying that he has rights to her busha's money. That's what the Mishnah means.
The question
means.
Is, the Tanakhama says he has no rights to her busha's money. Busha so become a shala. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, her busha, part of it goes to him.
So
we're only discussing her busha.
Okay. So the first question on that is that, you know, where does that come from? What din is that, and why is it like a percentage? Right, Manushach. I mean, if that was something that Chazal credited to the husband, that money, so he should get the whole thing. Well, what's this? What is the percentage?
It's her busha. She okay. Was the one who got busha.
So Manushach. So like, where's the?
Are we understanding this as a din d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan?
This it could depend on these two tzadim over here. But what Yoh was saying is that it's her busha. So he's translating the Mishnah to mean that she was embarrassed in X amount of money, and he gets a certain percentage of that. So this is one of the tzadim that we discussed. But the difficulty in that was is that Manushach? How did this division come about? The two thirds, one third, and it's choluk whether it's Beseis and Begoli. If it has nothing to do with his busha. Now, I mean, the Rishonim do seem to say that there is his busha, right? So, in as much as maybe we could make a dig from the Mishnah, but we know that our diukim are very much dependent on what the Rishonim say. If the Rishonim say otherwise, then you know we have to let up a little bit because you know, they knew how to make the diyukim better than us. So we can't really argue on the Rishonim based on our diyukim. So Mirashi says Shaboisha Shaloi, Taisvis also, right, seems to say like that. The Ran, everyone seems to be definitely talking about the fact that he himself received Busha. So it would sound like from them that we don't mean to say that he was given a certain percentage of the momentous of her busha, like you have, you know, Metzia, Maisia there is given to him. That's not what we mean over here. Right? Everyone agrees. It's only because he himself is Nizbayish, and that's the root of where his rights come from.
What did we say about an av? I think we had that right. Boshet.
That not af. The father does not get it. Only by specifically by the halacha of Nemerosan. You know the zachen, but stamazay that the father does not get. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Talking about the father now, if she's married, or
no, she's not married.
She's not a little girl, right?
The father gets nothing.
The girl gets the boshes of pagam, not the father.
The pagam also.
The father can. Yeah, Tosfos speaks out. Av en ezak be bita b'voishes kwam b'shal chavola ela dafka boynus
u'mefatin. So the father.
The Taisis, the third Taisis, Hacha Garcina.
It doesn't really own her in that way. He has certain rights in marrying her off and getting her Masi a dime because he feeds her.
Yeah. But if she has pushes, no. She keeps it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's her thing, is where Taisis is straight out.
Yeah, Taisis brings Gemaras about that. Zakopana says, so this is what we wanted to raise this awareness over here, even though, you know, the Mishnah mentions, you know, a very clear divisions of it, so the accounting is easy possibly, but the understanding of how such a thing came to be is something which needs explanation, right? What is the pshat in that?
And the Ran doesn't really help out on why. I mean, I don't know. You'd say, according to the Ran, where her boshes is less because she's married. So it's even less when it's begalui. Theoretically, you have to say because the husband absorbs. I mean, that's the way you have to maybe understand the husband is absorbing some of her boshes, and her boshes is less because he's sharing in it. So when it's begalui and it's he shares more in that boshes, so he's sharing more in her boshes, and so her boshes is less because.
So let's hear that. Let's hear that. Is that something that we could understand? The actual. See, if it's a question of monetary, you know, we could do that. But we're talking about the actual embarrassment itself. That her embarrassment is less. When his embarrassment goes up, when his embarrassment goes up, it's the goalie. It's the season. Let's just hear this. See from but even before that, in the Ran, maybe you're saying something in the Ran. We want to know in the Ran says that she has less busho because she's married. She's bishus acherim. So granted, maybe that it would sound like something to the effect that the fact that she's not her own person, you know, she's b'shus acherim, so there's less left a cause for less busha. Granted, let's say that that's right. Let's say that's what that means. And it happens to be that the busha of the husband happens to be the difference, right? Which, okay, fine, we'll accept that also. But now what happens when it's begoli? When it is begoli, let's just hear what that means. When it is begoli, now we don't necessarily, according to this, we don't have to be talking about or really going to anything. This is not really dependent on Bisesa, right? So this is begoli. It's fine. So begoli, let's say the busha is a double value busha over here. So instead of 100 total, we're talking about 200, right? Now, since it was Brahm, so there's more embarrassment, there's more charge for that.
Rabbi or Begoli?
Alright, so I haven't been talking, you know, in Taisus' terms, because we sort of shifted into Busha. Like, so, I mean, Taisus talks about when to Busha, it's Begoli. Taisus says when it's done in public as opposed to private. How many people were noticed? So there's more. So now, why is he? See, if I according to the Ran, it's a question of just that happening to work out. He's getting more busha. Right? There's more busha, but really she should have gotten more busha also. Is that possible? That for her, being that she's b'shus achirim, so her busha doesn't change at all. I have to see whether the math works out, right? So, you know, also it just happens to be that her busha doesn't go up and his does because it's for Rabban. So that's why the total value over here is going to come out that he'll have two portions and she'll have one portion. Okay, I know. We're sort of making up the
it's
numbers
kind of
over
hard
here.
To accept that her busha doesn't go up for Robert. Why not? Why shouldn't she? She's missing half an ear now. Whatever. No? Or, so, of course, okay, he's embarrassed too. Her own personal busha.
She can't hear people talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is a little difficult over here. All right. Let's see. Maybe we'll see the Gemara a little bit. It'll help us for this. So let's tackle jump to the Gemara right now. So let's jump to that one. We'll come back around. Boishtu pigmo. All right. See, we're right now on Samach Vavom and Aleph. Alright, so a little bit less than halfway down, the two dots, Boishto Pigmo. Mask Florovo Barav Chonon, El Meyato Bayish Susosa Shel Chaveroi, Hochanami de Boile Mitin Lei Boishes. Mor is asking a question on Shita Shuhu Ben Beseiro, that the husband has a portion of this Busha. Fetig Morakasho, why? What's trying to say that? If someone is mevayish someone's horse, susosh lechaveri, does he get, is there a chiyuv busha? Just because my property was nisvayish. Now let's see if we can understand from this gemara over here. What was the gemara thinking? What was the gemara thinking at this point that the gemara said? Well, according to his understanding, it should follow that one could collect payment if someone is mevayish his horse. Midimur right away says, "Vesus baboish is who?" It's a question, right? There is no the horse is not embarrassed. The horse is not embarrassed at all. So what did we think in the Gemara's kasha? And this could help us in some of the sudden that we were talking about before. That did the Gemara think that the horse it was embarrassed? And that's what the Gemara's question was. And now if that's so, so then it would seem to be that the root of the payment is the payment of the busha of the horse and the isha, according to that. Now, the other side would be, which is like I'm saying, it's mashman the rishonim, that it's really his embarrassment, right, that we're talking about. It's his embarrassment. Now, if it's his embarrassment, so when what does Gemara mean? Gemara says that is the horse a barboshes. We're not talking about the horse's busha. Mm-hmm. We're talking about. So this, I think, is where maybe where Michael's ha'or might come in. Like this is that. Avada, the boishes is for the personal boishes of the person. However, the chiyev busha comes from a certain action, which is a maisa mazik. Maybe the type of mazik we'll call it boishes. But so since the act was done to the horse, if the horse is not a bar boishes at all, so that wouldn't be considered b'chlal a maisa mazik. So therefore, even though the owner maybe got embarrassed because of that, but if he was embarrassed not through a ma'isa mazik, so we don't have the action that's mechayev the payment. All right, so that possibly is the shock of tire in the Gemara, right? Maybe the fact is that the person is nizbayish, but and that was the Gemara's question. In fact, the Gemara that if it's true that this chiddush, that because of something that I own, to whatever kind of ownership it is, I'm embarrassed. That embarrassment is taka collectible, right? So then it should foul that a person's, someone did something to someone's horse, that caused the owner busha, he should be able to collect on it. On that thing, Mora says that since the horse itself is not about busha, so therefore the action is not a maisa mazik. So the fact that busha was caused without a ma'isa mazik, that's not collectible. As a matter of fact, that even to a person, that there is a halacha of a ma'isa mazik. The examples, if I'm not mistaken, that the Mishnah gives are actions. Action. If someone just yells at someone else and embarrasses them, that in Me'ikra Dedina, there's no chiyev boishes for that, because there's no ma'isa mazik. Let's see the Gemara. Zotik Gemara Vayter. Elo rokach bebigdoi shel chaveiro hochinami deboil mitin lei boishes. Now, how is this better? How is this better over here, right? Rokak, Zot Gemara. Okay, fine. You're right. We can't ask from the sus, but Rokak beged chaveroi hochenami. So now, how do we understand the Gemara? Why don't we have the same answer over it, right? That is the beged barboishes. All right. So what's the answer to that question? I mean, part of the answer to that question is that the beged, the action was done to the beged itself. However, the person is wearing the beged. It's something which relates to the person, and therefore the Gemara is thinking that therefore that should be considered a ma'isa mazik. And on that exact moment, and Vomarav Popo, I just skipped a line or two. Vayishana elo elo boy, avol v'bigdoy potter. Zokti more that it's mivuyah that if he spits on his beged, then he's taka potter. Which would seem to say from viri taka see that. That the ma'is mazgeh has to be done to the person himself. If it's not done to the person himself, then there's no chiv. So how? So what's the shita of Yehuda Meseira? How does this shtim with the Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to say that rokak bebigdoi, there's still no chiv boishes. So what's the difference between bigdoi and ishtoi? On that emphit gemara. The big doy less lazy lusa, ishta is lazy lusa. The Gemara says a chilek, whether there is busha or not. Now this also needs a little explanation over the shakatara of the Gemara, right? Well, apparently till now we thought that he did get busha. He did get busha. So what's changing? Changing the facts over here. You know, is the actual facts changing or just how you categorize or evaluate whatever we were working with, that so-called embarrassment, whether that is embarrassment or not. Okay, we're just talking in remiza a little bit, so it's not so clear. All right.
I mean, the Gemara doesn't give the same answer as the Sus. It doesn't say that a beged isn't the bar boshes, right?
Right. So that's what we said that. So initially, the Gemara seemed to have understood that beged doesn't have that problem, right? Or else, what do you gain? So that's what we were saying that a beged, since it's not an entity by itself, it's something that person is wearing. So therefore, one might have thought that it is considered a mazik on a beged. That's why you don't have the question of beged la beged baboishes.
So if you're just going to say that it's because so he's wearing it, so it's like his goof,
right?
Then bichla, what would be the dimyan to an isha anyway? It would be more than an isha because it's all like you're doing it in his goof.
So then, all the more so we have the question, right? The LMI would be like we spoke. Oh. Is that it would seem like only if the hezek is done to gufay mamish, right? Yeah. Even a beged which is tofel, right?
And
kolshken like and isha, let's say, according to what we understand, that it's a separate entity.
Kolchen that he shouldn't get for an isha, just like he doesn't get for
right.
the beged, which is like
right.
his body. Okay,
right. So on that, the Gemara said that beged less lezelusa and ishta is lezelusa. Right, which the Gemara means that he doesn't have the embarrassment. That's the Gemara saying, right? Whatever that means. But so that the chilek that the Gemara is making by Rokak is Mishnah is telling us that Dafka, if the Rokak hits him, is that substantial legal embarrassment, right? From a Rekika. Hashem came by someone spinning at someone's beged. That's whatever emotional feeling he has from that is not doesn't register as boishes for chiyuvim. Mm-hmm. So therefore, so that's the Gemara saying. So that's why that's not a kasha, not a stira to Rebbe Meseira, because ishtoi has. So ishtoi she is a bar boishes, right? And there is busha to him. So we have the Maisa Mazik, we have the Hezik that he received, and so that's why Rabbi Hulu Mesera holds that there's a Chiv. Omale Ravina Ravashi El Meyata Bayish Oni Ben Toivim De Isluhu Zilusa L'Kul B'nei Mishpocha Hochinam De Boil Mitin L'Hu Boishes L'Chol B'nei Mishpocha. Asks the Gemara, okay, fine, I'll ask you from a a similar scenario. Right? You have the hezek of a person. One person is affected by, others are affected by him. Right? You have a oni ben toibim. I'm trying to talk about whether this is dafka or lav dafka. Right, the fact that he's an oni, right? Tosfos says that it's specifically about an oni. Shaleihem lishomrei min amakim oisai. Aval osher ben toivim shein aleihem lishmar oisai en isbaishim alav bnei mishpocha. That you have someone from the family which is an oni. The others are in a better situation. So Tosfos, and they're taking care of him, and being that's so that's why they're nizbayish by something which happens. They're embarrassed, they're ashamed by something that happens to him more so than if he'd be an usher, even though he'd be from the family, but their relationship would be different and they wouldn't be nizbayish from it. But Yimashiyah, the Gemara is saying that we have a similar situation that one person is nispaish because of a ma'aseh busha which is done to someone else. Apparently that was poshut to the Gemara that there is no chiv. Omalei hosam lav gufayu hocha ishtei gufay havoi. Gemara is using the concept of ishtei kegufay. Right, which would seem to be, right, if we want to just to walk away from the Gemara over here, what is the Hagdara? What kind of situation is Yehuda ben Maseira holds that is a chiyuv over here? It would come out like this: that in a chinami, the chiyuv taka has to be a chiyuv a ma'isa mazik to gufay. However, ishtei kegufay has that malusa. And that's why we're going to find it. Says this specifically by a case of ishtei. So the ma'aseh mazik has to taka relate to the one who has the tefillah over here, even though he wasn't his bayish. But if the ma'aseh mazik doesn't relate to him, then he has no tefillah on it. This specifically you have by ben ishtei ishtei because of the concept of ishtei kegufay. So therefore, that's Nechshav, we consider it that the Ma'aseh Mazik was done to the husband, and therefore he has the right to collect because of the busha that he received because of that Ma'aseh.
So I want you to come in to say this, and I assume the Rishonim would say that he can even go to Beis Din, even if she would be Nase, but the Chiyuv is to him, so he can go to Beis Din without her, and be Toveya once it's due to him, right?
Okay.
And if we're giving this answer that it's kagufa, like the hezek was done to his goof, okay, why can't we come back now and say Shlomo's understanding?
Let's hear, yeah.
Meaning when they did a damage to her body is like his body. It was like they did the directly to him. So he should have his own boshes.
No, that's not what the Ron is saying. He's just adding in this magic formula. Right.
So the Ron, but
she's
but
saying
let's
that
say
Lameis, it doesn't increase because hers goes up, hers goes down magically when his comes into existence.
Right. So the Ram is taking a different direction. It sounds like it. But since I think you're working according to what you wanted to say, maybe that the reason why he can't he doesn't have a tefillah on his busha on top of hers is because the ma'isa wasn't done to him. And you want to know, at the end of the day, it sounds like from the Gemara, that ishtei kegufay, so the ma'isa was done to him, so then, you know, let us do that. So the direction we would want to say, with that setup of a question is that the ishtei kegufay, would only be considered a ma'aseh mazik to him concerning the momentous that though the that Rek Maisa Mazik was Machayev.
Okay.
And it's not as far as it doesn't go, you know, extend so far that we see that as actually a mazik to him, like two mice mazik to him and mice mazik to her is separate. It's Saif called Saif through her, so that's where the split is. Right? It's a mice mazik to him in the fact that, you know, he has rights to it. But it's Saif Kol Saif, since it was delivered to her, so it's right within the moment that was inscribed to her. Okay, it's not so simple, right? What I'm just saying, I'm just giving you a little direction. This whole concept is a little difficult to understand. You know how this works.
Meaning Isha Kagufa, the way you're saying, just I don't know if I'm just trying different words to see if I'm getting it right.
Yeah.
Is a din in the zikui. But not a din in the chiyuv of the mazik himself.
Okay, that's a nice way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Right. That's where we were headed. Now, before I forget, I want to get back to a point that you mentioned before, that as far as a tfiyah, as far as the husband actually making the claim from the mazik, is it his own claim or his wife? So definitely, it would seem like that was saying that the portion that he gets is his chosim, and it's his claim. He could claim it. But interesting that it looks like there is a shaila in the Mefoshim. In the Mefoshim, if you look, in the tour, I don't have a tour right now in front of me, but the tour of Beis Yosef and the Bach talk about this halacha. The Beis Yosef says that he can only collect Bahar Shah also, right? He can only collect if he's coming, you know, from her, from using her schos, with her permission. So there's a machlekes over there, what that means. Does it mean it's referring to her portion? Like, that's according to your understanding, because his portion is his, so, you know, he doesn't need hashal. So referring to her portion. I think others taka learn that it refers to even... I think the Bach says that even his portion, even her portion, he should be able to collect because he has Paris in her portion, and he explains otherwise what this means. I'm forgetting right now, but there is a discussion about that. It's not necessarily as simple as maybe what we would have thought. A kaponim noch that after that Bach.
There's
a Bach. Give me that maramokum. Okay. All right. So we spoke a little bit about this shitas rehud ben beseira. Spoke mishnah, the gemara. Discussed a little bit the mechanics of how this works, or akoponim, we raise the question which needs to explain the mechanics of how this works. The grad happens to be machalik's vishayim lahalocha, how we paskin, right? In the vishayim, in shulchanoch, it is paskin like Rabbi Huda ben Beseira. We do paskin like him, even though, maybe according to the usual klolim, he would be like a yochid. Tanakama really would be viewed as a rabbin. The Vishayim bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara is Shopo Vitori in his Shita. That's a raya many times. The Vishayim bring that the halacha is like him. Here. Now let's talk about another prat over here that's raised in the Rishonim. The Mishnah over here only talks about two parts of Nezek. Now we know that there's more. There's Chamisha Dvorim. There's Tzar, Rifu, Sheves, right? All that. So those who have the Rosh in their Gemara, we could maybe see the Rosh on that. Right at the beginning of the Perek, beginning of the sixth Perek, the Rosh is the first one of the Rishonim after the Masechta. Right, so the Rosh starts Mitzisa Isha, Maisia Dela Baila. Fine. Hey, let's just go down a couple, a line or two. Right with the end of the Mishnah, right? There's the Rosh continues on. You see, there's like a small aleph in a bracket. Okay, right there. Hodiloi Tana Shevis. The reason why the Tana, he's asking a question, right? Why does the Tana not mention Shevis? Who gets Shevis? Who gets the Shevis? That's one of the things. If a person is laid off from work because of a hezek, there's a monetary compensation on that. So who gets it? Husband or wife? Zok the Rosh, hod lo tonu shevis, the mils the pshita he, the hab the baal. Because that's poshut that the avad the baal gets it. Shehi mizbateles mimaisi yodel. Being that the schusei habaal, like the Tana said himself, that he gets from maisi yodayim, So if someone is mazikar, and as a result of that she's nisbatla mimulocha, and there's payment for that, that's his, right? Since he's the one who really has that loss, right? He has a source in her ma'aseh yadayim, so that's poshut that he gets it. That's mamish his loss. That's what it is. Any time you have such a situation l'chayr that a person has monetary rights to someone's ma'aseh yadayim. So if that person is damaged in a way that they can't produce ma'aseh yadayim, then the money is owed to the one who has the schusim on the ma'aseh yadayim. Zok the Rosh weiter v'tzar. Okay, that talks about Shevis.
No, it seems like you were thinking about something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you were thinking about.
I decided not to go into it. That's what I was on. Okay, very, very, very observant. Okay. Vitzar. Pshita da havadido. And as far as tsar is concerned, that's also one of the payments of Nezokin, of Chavolo. Pshita da havadido, kamin perek ha-choyvel. Tsaira de gufo at kinle rabbonon. Right? The Gemara says specifically that tsaira de gufo, even though the husband maybe gets certain momenis, but tsaira de gufo tsar lo tkinle rabbonon. So that's hers. Ripui. What about ripui? Noisin l'roife l'rapoiso. Let's think about this for a moment. That ripui, so it's out from the Rosh, that ripui, you know, that goes the payment directly to the doctor's account, right? That's not to anyone. Now let's just speak about this for a minute. Because we know that there is a chi of ripui that the husband has to be merapi his wife. Let's say she gets sick or whatever it is, right? So that's part of the mizoynus, right? That he's mechuyev to, right? Maybe the guidelines we saw, you know, what kind of thing. But the baal really has a chi of ripui. So over here, how do you understand? Someone else is maziker, right? Someone else is maziker. So does the husband really have a chiyuv ripui, right? But you know he could be teveya the mazik, right? Some say if that's so it really maybe it's really owed to the Baal, right? But you know, no reason that by going twice, and therefore you give it to the doctor. The Rambam, the Rosh brings a little further on that the Rambam, those who have this edition, it's the first wide line, a little further down. Udaloika Rambam should cause the perek dal mehilchus chayvelumazik hachayvel beeshesish haripa lebailu. Right, the Rambam says, right, ripa is lebailu. So it would sound like a kaponim that from the Rosh that he understands that. That the chiv is directly to the roife. That's what the Rosh seems to be saying, and the Rambam saying that the chiv is to the Baal because the Baal has the chiv to be merapper her.
If a person doesn't take care of it, so that bothers you from, let's say, a person or does it in a cheaper way. What's his name? You know, I'll do it without anesthesia and take the cash. Right, so
we'll see about that in a minute. That's really, that's not really a difference. Well, is that difference? And we'll see. Rush talks about that. That really seems to be a difference as far as Tsar is concerned. But let's say I think you think you want to have a, you're right, you know, you, let's say you'll go to the clinic, right, instead of the
Well, you don't
private
take
doctors.
Care of it. What's his name?
You live with it. What?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. So it would look like from the Rosh that maybe there is taka some kind of basic. The Rosh is the chiv is to the doctor, right? So if there is no doctor, so shine, you know, there's no, the Baal has no claim over here. That's what it would seem to be. That the doctor has a claim, I don't know to who, but that, so you're mechuyev to the doctor. Right? The truth is that really you could really ask this question, however, by a simple case. That person, you know, was genizit, right? He goes to the doctor, right? And now how does this work over here, right? I mean, definitely he owes the doctor, right? I would think, right? The mazik doesn't owe the doctor, right? Definitely, you know, should go through that way, right? Even in this case, I mean, l'chol apochos, the isha owes the doctor. I would think that, I mean, at least the person who receives the medical treatment, right, is nischayev. Question is, maybe the husband, you know, has a chiv to be merapa her. But so when the Rosh says that the mazik, you know, pays the doctor. I have to know what that means, because I mean definitely the chiv goes to someone, right? If, you know, if it's not the Baal, but it's the isha. the Rambam in the Rambam says that momus goes to the Baal, so it would sound like that being that the Baal has a chiv to be merapa his wife, so that's what gives him the schusim to collect any monies, any ripui monies. That's what it would seem like.
It's like Masa Yadayim.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Similar to that. Mm-hmm. Now, once talking about Masa Yadayim, it's important to point out, I mean, this is a Gemara, right? When the Gemara says, Morris says as follows, that the chiyav of sheves is really you're paying for the schar bittel of what the person could do after the hezek, right? That means that a person, I don't know, had a was a chais, you know, had a was a surgeon, right? Let's say, right? And he had the ability to perform operations and that way have a large income. So the chiyuv nezek will take care of that, right? That's more says that the difference in the value of the person, right? You know, that's all part of that. So that's nezek. So now what the chiyuv sheves is that now the person doesn't have his arm to work with. So now all he could do is the Shemek Yishuin, like Mar gives an example that, you know, that's basically what he's left, that he could, you know, just watch the cucumber plants to chase away the birds. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? So he's getting, you know, his minimal wage, you know, whatever they give these days, is, and he can't do that during this duration till he recuperates. Mm. So that's really what Shevis that we're talking about is.
So what's Shevis Gadol versus Shevis Katan?
That those terms?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where is that again?
That was on the Tosfos.
Sometimes he might be out for a week or out for 2 months.
So that's whatever it is, yeah, right?
Shevis Katan.
Oh, okay. I mean, you have to see the context. I don't remember right now the Gemara in the context what that was talking about.
Okay, fine.
Sorry. Now, see, this is the next thing. Let's just jump back over here into the Rosh. By the dad over here, v'ripoi noisin, fine. V'iam duo, by a little star. You see that little star over there? V'iam duo lehe yoimei. He's actually talking like this. This is if it was done with the normal procedure, the anesthesia, whatever it is, it'll take 5 days. And she took sharp medicine, and the healing process took 3. Haynu bechlal tsar should tsayra atzmo b'samacharifa lehistaker hamoyser lidido have. That if I'm just trying to think of what we're talking about over here, that if she would have had the normal healing process, it would have taken 5 days. She would have gotten. I'm just trying to think, but what is he? Is he talking about Shevis? That's what he's talking about. What's the difference over here? It sounds like he's saying that she would heal faster.
Right, I thought it was just talking about ripui.
Is it about ripui?
So like the doctor was going to be, you know, $200 a day for 5 days.
So what does it have to do with being healed faster?
Because now the doctor only has to do it for 3 days. So now it's $200 for 3 days.
What's he doing?
She needed some ripui. And they said the normal process is, you know, this process. It takes 5 days and it costs $200 a day. And then, so they say, fine, okay, you have to pay $1,000 to the doctor.
So the days is not really important. I mean, it could have been the same thing. Operation, anesthesia costs $1,000.
Right?
She with or without, anesthesia. You know, there's a difference of $1,000. That's basically what we're saying over here.
Right.
So if she's not going to take the anesthesia, and therefore, let's hear what that means. So if that's what it means, But could she even? Is there even a charge? How does that work? Why does the mazik paying? What?
isn't he talking about tzar?
What?
Doesn't he say explicitly tzar that he's talking about?
Well, it sounds like he's saying that's the difference is considered sari de gufa, and that's why it has the same din of tzar. But what is he thinking over here? What was the means? What is this money? What is the difference in value? What it is?
It sounds like maybe what Michael was saying, that maybe she needed 5 days of physical therapy to get better. Each day's $200, but she took some kind of medicine, and she was better in 3 days. So the $1,000 award that was going, she gets to keep the.
But do you have? Is that how it works, Taka? That's like an insurance policy. How it works? I mean, don't you pay for the refuah? So if you only used Plan B, so you have the right to claim the value of Plan A, because I could have done that.
Well,
I was saved. She was saved, tsar. Right. It sounds something like this, that we're talking about some kind of monies, either refuah or shevis, and on according to the normal way of doing things, then there would have been a charge for that, but she took a different route, and now the full charge is not, and therefore now we have extra money. So what's the extra money that we're talking about? I mean, as the tzad that she has over here, she can't claim the tzad because, you know, she didn't.
Well, aren't we assuming
that tzad, right?
Aren't we assuming that this stronger medicine is more expensive?
No, I don't think so. Are we?
Well, why won't everyone take the 3 day medicine? As compared to the 5 day medicine,
the 3 day medicine, because three day medicine hurts.
What?
The 3 day medicine hurts, right? It's a strong medicine.
Oh,
right. So the 5 day medicine.
You're saying that you're having more tsar but having less time.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can I read you something from the Rashba?
Yeah.
I mean, the Rashba's not going to help, but there's a note at the end of the Rashba. Veripui de rofa ledide. Veripui de rofa ledide boilamitin. Daha ihu machayab rofosa. Viamduha la asura yomi. The avdan la sama harifa v'itzita chamisha b'chamisha sara itla begave v'didahave, and then it says ayin gittin yud bez amud bez.
Okay.
So I'm saying is I'm only reading this because it seems like whatever the Rosh is saying, it's based on this Gemara over here in Gittin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're giving us a man welcome to check.
Right.
Check. But we want to know initially what are we talking about? It sounds like we're discussing some kind of monies which there would have been a claim to that if you take the normal route. This is what it costs, or this is, you know, what the loss is. But I didn't take that route. Right? So now there's a gain of money, and it sounds like that we have the money. And the question is, does it go to him or to her? Right? That's why I was just trying to figure out what this is. Are we talking about, let's see, according to the Rosh told us that the ripui goes to the doctor. Right? So let's say, so if he's talking about ripui, that means that he would be saying that, well, let's say that full allotment is not necessary for the doctor because we took a lesser expensive route. So who gets it? I say it sounds like we have rights to that money, right? That's what I was questioning in the first place. Is that how it works? That you have rights to repay rights. You know, I would have thought about this is that he's mechuyev to pay for, you know, whatever the ripui generated. Whatever, right? It's not like an insurance plan. Second. You know, you get your estimation and try and then you get it and you can do what you want, right?
Yeah. But then you don't have to do amdua. Say, okay, you go to the roof and send me the bill. Oh, because you're saying it wouldn't work that way.
Okay,
because she owes the roof, so they have to do an amida first.
It sounds like, but it does sound like over such a thing, right? And this is, to me, something new. I didn't know this. That it sounds like the taka omduha and that money is owed. Now, how you want to use that money, so he talks about it. Let's say that whole money is not used. So, and that he's saying that since what she has to endure, tsar, in order to get that money to be extra, so it will have the same din as tsar de gufa that she keeps. Right? That's what the Rosh and the Rashba would be saying, according to that. Okay. All right. Okay, we'll hold over here for now.
It seems like the Rosh is disagreeing with Tosfos, which...
In what point?
He says... maybe the Kormor Sano doesn't learn that way, but he seems to say... He says that the Shevis goes to the Baal.
Right.
Because it's Masi Yadayim. And says, if you look at the Tosfos Harosh, how he brings down this Tosfos, he seems to be saying that Tosfos holds that the Shevis goes to her, that even though he gets Masi a dime, but they didn't make the Chacham didn't make such a Takana on Shevis. The Korban Nisanel doesn't learn the Rosh that way, but it seems Mashma that way in the Tosfos Harosh.
Yeah. Tosfos Rosh says that Shevis does not go to the Baal. The Takono was not on Shevis. Yeah, that's Tosfos Rosh says.
I could get it okay. If you want.
Sure. Sometimes I get it wrong.
I'm just going to kind of skip a little bit. Avalamand Amar Yinaten Shevis Gadol L'Evid Shevis Katana L'Rav Tzarech L'Chalek Bein Evid L'Isha. That's just the Lashon of Tosfos. So then this is what the Tosfos of Rosh is adding. That this is not apparent Tosfos. De Evid Hoyel V'Kano B'Damim Tiknu L'Rav Shevis Katana Aval Gabi Isha Damash Masi Adeha Shalo Takanta Durabunin Hu Lo Tiknu Lo Shevis.
Now it sounds like the Tosfos is coming as an explanation for something that Tosfos left off. Is that what he's coming to do?
It seems that way, yeah. Well, I think that's the first part. And then the second part, right, he seems to be saying, what's the difference between... I mean, Tosfos says there's a chiluk between an Evid and an Isha. And he's right, he seems to be first explaining that.
Explaining what that chiluk is.
Right, that's...
What that chiluk is. But what's his chesed? You want to make a shia, you can go. Okay.
What?
Let's just see. What are the chesbonos that he's saying? He's explaining this according to two mandra omrim in the Gemara by Eved. Shevis Gdel is Nezek.